Father, we thank you in Jesus' name for this precious assembly. Lord, it's beyond comprehension how you love us. And Lord, how you so highly favor us. And we know that we're nothing but these vessels of mercy. But that's what you chose. Vessels of mercy to bestow all the riches of your glory upon. Your word is true. We thank you for it. We know that it is impossible for you to lie, that you are a God that loves us beyond anything, and that you are a God that is for us, and you being for us, nothing can be against us. And we thank you, Lord, for that standing, Lord God. And we pray, Lord Jesus, that this state of our lives at this time would only grow in more grace, and the knowledge, that depth, the intimacy of what you want to have with us, the spouse for the Lamb of God. And we give you the praise, we give you the thanks, and we're soon to bring you glory. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. If you'd open your Bibles today to Ephesians chapter 1, I thank God that we've come to another new year, saints. It's a marvelous thing. Oftentimes I know, I hear, sometimes we say, I'd really like to make changes. Well, or I'm going to make changes this year. I'm going to get motivated about this or that. Well, I believe God, he always meets us, but I'll tell you what, he's got the perfect message for us today. Our purpose, our goal, our motivation, our calling. And I don't need to tell you, this isn't just for 2024. This is till we see Christ. Praise be to God. And I thank the Lord. Here we are at church today. Amen. And I think we really know why. You know why? To believe God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We gather here, saints, whether or not we're aware of it, but we gather here to hear the word of God. And by hearing the word of God, that's how faith comes. It's the only way that faith comes. That's it. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith doesn't come by getting excited. Faith doesn't come by singing something over and over until you get into a trance. Faith doesn't come by you trying to build yourself up in things that you think you can build yourself up in your esteem in. That's false. Faith comes one way, by hearing the word of God. And when you hear the word of God and that faith comes, you believe the Lord. You believe the word of God. And that's why we're here today, is to believe God's word. And sincerely believe God's word that is spoken to you by the Holy Ghost. Now, right here in verse 18 of chapter 1 of Ephesians is a prayer. It's a prayer that the Holy Ghost gives through the Apostle Paul. And he gives it to us, and it's for us. And it answers the question. It answers the question for all, and especially for all of God's people, what your calling is. So you never have to doubt. You never have to wonder. You don't have to ask anybody what it is. God has already told us what it is. And here it is in the 18th verse of 1st Ephesians. It says, "The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints." So brothers and sisters, your calling is his calling for you. That is your calling. He's God. And your calling is his calling for you. And in that calling, it's to know the riches of the glory of his inheritance that he put in you. Amen. Now, let's go a little bit further with this. and get all the motivation we need, because he lets us know what we have been called to. He lets us know what we have been chosen for. And the calling, brothers and sisters, not that we're trying to get, but the calling that you have. Turn on over to 2 Thessalonians. This is the calling that you have. This is the calling that you know. Amen. Now, in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, let's go over to verse 13 and 14. Now again, this is Paul. And once again, this is the Holy Ghost speaking through Paul. And once again, we know that the Word of God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. This is truly alive in those that believe. And here we go, alive in believing. Paul says to us, verse 13, we are bound. Oh, I'll tell you what, that's a good bound. That's love bound. I'm a prisoner of Jesus Christ bound. I'm bound to give thanks always to God for you. Brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. Oh my, what God's chosen us for. Whereunto he called you to our gospel. Oh, very specific. And this is what it does. To the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's read that one more time. We are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth, whereunto he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Did you really hear that? Did you hear that? And truly, brothers and sisters, in hearing that, from the beginning, God had chosen you. Think about how many times he tells us this. This is talking about, we're talking about before anything was made. This is before he made time. This is before he made the world, light, any of these things. This is Alpha. From the beginning, he hath chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit, and get this, and belief of the truth. I love that. He chose me, he chose you to believe him. Now, come on. He gave you the faith to trust him. He chose you from the beginning. Yes, he did. You go on over to Romans 8. You're predestinated. Yes, you are. Because whom he foreknew. See, in that way, it just gets it all right. The word of God is perfect. He would that all men be saved and come to the full knowledge of the truth. It was all there. Jesus Christ died for the sin of every man. I've told you, I've met atheists and agnostics, ones as well, that don't believe in Christ as their Savior. They don't need that. But it still doesn't take away. Jesus Christ died for your sin. It's just a mighty shame you don't acknowledge him as your Savior and take that blood that truly takes away the sin of the world. See, he did it all. And he did it all. So, what we have here, brothers and sisters, is we thank God that he chose us to believe him and he chose us to trust in him. Because whom he foreknew you would believe him. He knew that. He saw you in love before the foundation of the world, before him. Amen. It's so wonderful. I so thank God. The very first thing that Jesus was looking at from beginning was me, in love. You want to go back in Ephesians? We'll read the whole first chapter. And I encourage you to do so today again. But that's how this whole thing started. That's why God is love. God's plan is just this incredible love. And it wasn't just, again, done on the fly. He doesn't do anything this way. The before ordained good works that ye should walk therein. Your whole life was charted out before anything was made. All of our lives, all of our love for him, all of this encouragement we have, what we have here today, this morning, what's going on? Jesus Christ already before ordained that. This was going to happen. This was not going to not happen. It couldn't be stopped because he's God. And this is God's will. This is God's word that's going forth. The bride for the Lamb, she has made herself ready. This wife is ready. Praise God. She's already ready. And here we are, praise the Lord, living the manifestation of what the Lord said would be. There was no doubt. He knew we would be assembled here today to be in awe and this remarkable God that we have that's so loving, so pure, so true, that he drew each and every one of our lives out of all of these different kindreds and tongues and nations and occupations and all the hurts, all the downsettings, uprising, every bit of it. Some of us seeming to have different things in our life, but it didn't matter. It was all about the one thing. Yes, that was it. It drew us from the very beginning. This wasn't going to be missed. Every single one of us have that testimony. My mother sits back there today, and I've told you that story. It's so glorious. My blood grandfather left my mom when my grandmother was pregnant with her. When she wouldn't have an abortion. She wasn't going to give up that baby. Not going that way today, but I'm just saying a story. And he left. And it was the Depression. And there's my grandmother with that baby. And what's going to happen? What were they going to do? But it had to be that way because she was soon to meet this guy named D.E. Hill. And then here we are today. My Catholic dad coming out of the service, a fine man, all those different things. Just seemingly going down Denver one day and he stops in a soda fountain place. And there's my mother. He walks in there three steps, took I think either 10 to 15 seconds. He said to the man that he was with, "I'm going to marry that girl." He wasn't saved. He wasn't filled. He had no idea about the things of God. What do you think? And I know that's your life too. Every one of us. God drew you. You're that important. You're that exact to him. And when he says before, praise him. When he says before, let me tell you something, don't doubt him. When he says, oh, and I love how he says it. In the beginning, I chose you, and I'll just jump to it, to the belief of the truth. Now, does it make sense to you? God says, I'll have mercy to whom I'll have mercy. And I thank God that we have compassion for others. And I want people to know the word of God. I want people to go after God. I really do. But I'll never force them. Because I know it's the Lord that gives the increase. By the grace of God, I do. I don't want to do anything to distract from the gospel of Christ. I want to preach it with more joy. I want to preach it with more power. As I tell you, every time I get up here, that'd be the last thing I said to you. You knew that man. He loved the Lord with all his heart, soul, and might. And it's all because of the grace of God that's with me. It's nothing of us. It's all of him. That's what makes it powerful. That's what makes it effectual. And I thank God that this is what we have been called to. And we can trust him like that as we began today. That's what I was saying about Peter understanding and David understanding early on. And we need to know this always. He is my rock. And I stand on the rock that's higher than I. He's my keeper. He's all these wonderful things. But then now I've got to understand about this intimacy with him. This calling, this choosing that I have. He takes care of everything else in my life. And see, that's all we want to get bogged down. See, the Word of God says the foundation has been laid. The foundation has been laid. Now go on. You don't go back and relay it and relay it and relay it. It's done. It's that part, it's done. Now it's building time. And it's not going to be wood, hay, and stubble. It's not going to be the things that I think I can make with my own hands. No, this is all the grace of God. And it comes through weakness and infirmity and him even revealing things in our life that we never even thought were possible. And I'm not saying in a good way. I'm talking about in a way that, oh, Lord, as Brother Paul said, my goodness, I know this Lord. I have this relationship with him. I have this encouragement to my God. And yet the good that I would, I do not. And the evil that I would not, that I do. What's going on here, God? You're so immense. You're so loving. But there's a war. And the war is the new man and the flesh. But I'll tell you what, he that's born of the Spirit is spirit. And that which is born of the flesh is flesh. And I know one thing, when I took Jesus as my Savior, I went right into the Spirit. How about you? That's the Word of God. See, that's the Word of God. It's not what I think, it's what Jesus says. It's what Jesus says. So now, we come back here and we thank God that from the beginning he chose us to the belief of the truth. His foreknowledge knew what our heart would believe. I want you to think about this. His grace and our faith is how it all started. Think about that. His grace and our faith is how it all began. Everything else was made and created just for that. And here we have this wonderful time with him because he set us apart. See, he set us apart to him. Brother Dwayne was talking about it in my office today. He said there's like this epiphany that happened in the garage this last week. Brother came in, he said, you know, brother, we really are separated. Yeah, before, beginning, it was done. Do you see that? I thank the Lord. He gets all the praise. What credit don't you want to give him? I don't think we'd be here today if we didn't want to give him all the credit. This is what grace is all about. Grace understands everything about our lives is the mercy of the Lord. Everything about anything that is produced in our life, especially that would be to the glory of God, it has to be him. Amen. Amen. But how do you sing those praises? How do those praises come to heights of glory and all of those things? Because what happens is the Lord sends and gives you a thorn. He's the Lord that truly, it's not that, you know, people say, oh, well, God doesn't will that and God doesn't will this. God's willed my whole life. How about you? My whole life is willed right there in Romans 8:28. How about you? You think so? It's willed. It's willed. There's ones that have passed on face to face with the Lord that finished just as the Apostle Paul did. All right? And I'm going to tell you, just like the Apostle Paul, not one of them lived a perfect life. Is that news to you? And the beautiful thing about those that truly won him, the goal wasn't trying to live a perfect life. The goal was, Lord, always keep a perfect heart. And the perfect heart loves this truth. The perfect heart, the whole life is dedicated to the glory of the gospel that was given to Paul that Christ Jesus will have his wife. And the thankfulness of that grace and that mercy pours from that life. That, Lord, you chose me. And it wasn't anything of me. There isn't anything I can do. There's nothing I can do of my own works because I am your workmanship. The lily does not toil. It's the hands of the master that are on the clay. He tells us all these sweet, beautiful encouragements about our lives over and over through the Word of God. And we would think that we would eventually settle down in this and say, oh, Lord, you do have me. I am your work. But yet, isn't it interesting how quickly we can move to unbelief? But this is why we have this Word. And this is why we keep coming back to the Word of His grace that is able to build you up and give you this inheritance. This inheritance, the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints. That inheritance, the inheritance for the bride, for the Lamb of God. Now, not only has He set us apart, not only has He made us holy and sanctified and shut up to Him, we're convinced. Are you convinced about that? Amen. Oh, amen. I'm so thankful. I took that word just like He said to Esther, what's mine is yours. Do you believe that? Amen. Do you believe, praise God, of ruling and reigning jointly together with Jesus Christ? Do you believe, praise God, to be glorified together with Jesus Christ? Do you know, praise the Lord, that isn't for someday, that's for right now. The readied wife has it right now. I call those things which be not as though they were. As thou hast believed, so be it done unto you. This isn't I'm waiting to get there to believe it. This is I have it now. Do you not have a crown? And I'm going to ask you, do you have a crown? If you don't know that you have a crown today, you don't know the Word of God. You need to know that you have a crown. And if you don't know that you have a crown, I'll tell you what you do have. You have a palm. One of two ways you're going to end up there. You're either going to be waving a palm or you're going to be waving a crown. You're either going to be holding the glory, seeing it, or you're going to be the glory. That's the Word of God. And it is, it's so tremendous, but why would it not be? He's God. And I thank the Lord, that's what we have. And here's what He's telling us, the glory of the riches of His inheritance in you. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Let it really turn it on in you. He doesn't bring us to hear these things, that these words just fall to the ground. I believe Him to accomplish it, but let's not wait for it. Let's let it work effectually now. But see, brothers and sisters, I love this because He gives us this calling and choosing that we believe Him and believe Him completely in faith and not believe Him just to believe the Bible, but specifically in the Word of God, that you are called and called to believe Paul's gospel, the bridal message. And I love the word where it says right there that we would obtain the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. There's a depth to that. It actually means it's preserved. What's not finished? I understand, and we understand the Word of God tells us, not that I have already apprehended that which has apprehended me, but I press for the mark, for the prize, for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I understand that. But doesn't the readied wife, isn't she a wife? I hear people talking about the marriage that's going to happen in heaven. No marriage in heaven. The marriage happens here. The wedding supper's over there. That custom follows exactly the way the Hebrew custom has been since day one. Who takes my son to be married? He would be brought out. The woman would come forward and say, I take him. I will go. Praise God. And what happens from that point is they signed the contract of marriage. They were married at that moment. But the groom would have to go away to prepare a place for his bride to come to be with him. Amen. Isn't that Jesus said? He said, I must go to prepare a place for you. And where I go, you'll be with me also. Do you see how it all fits? It's so perfect. It's so exact. Don't try to put your mind in it. Just let the word of God be it. Now, I thank God because it's preserved for us, brothers and sisters. And you think, well, what's more than that? Well, there isn't. And that's kind of an insult to even ask it, because nothing's worthy to be compared, because God has chosen us to believe and are called to believe that we have, thanks be to God, we have his glory. We have his glory. You're changed from glory to glory. Do you have his glory? Really? Come on. It says in the word of God, as we receive these things of God, as we grow up in him, as we're transformed. We're transformed from glory to glory into the very image of him. Do you have his glory? You're not waiting to get it. You need it now. And it's the grace that brings the glory of God. There's nothing else that can do it. And here we are in this age, brothers and sisters, as Jesus said, I've given you all grace. All grace. So what if I have all grace, what else do I have? All glory. I've got it to grow up into him in all things. That's why I can be filled with all the fullness of God. That's why I can grow and know all truth. All. That's why Brother Paul brought the alls. It's so clear to the light. Now, this is your truth. And here's why. Because it's what you hear. It's because of what you hear. You can't have it unless you hear it. You have to hear it. Those seven churches, the angel spoke to each one of those. There was an angel to each one of those churches in Revelation. The angel of the church of Ephesus, Sardis. But then there was one to Philadelphia. Amen. And that was the ones that would hear, hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. See, I don't hear, and I thank God, and I ask the Lord, Lord, by your grace, keep me in that Philadelphia company. I don't want the ear to hear in the sense of, I have many things that you've done wonderful, and you've done wonderful in many things, Jesse. But I have one thing against you. You left your first love. See, that's the ear that would hear that to the church of Ephesus. See, brothers and sisters, he gives you an ear by the Spirit to hear this bridal truth. That's why you're here. You don't wonder why you're here. God doesn't do this again on the fly. He doesn't scatter his seed. It's precise and it's exact. He hones in. He hones in at the woman at the well. He hones in, praise God, at the woman at his feet. He hones in, praise God, on that military leader that he said, Lord, just say it and it's so. Amen. He knows what his grace is going to produce. He knows what he puts into something, that what it's going to accomplish. And the Lord has put this in us, brothers and sisters. And he's given us this ear. And all that matters and the only thing that counts is that it's yours and you know that he chose it for you. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care what anybody thinks. I'm so thankful to God that I believe what the Lord says. They said about those disciples, you know what? They said that they were drunk. Oh, yes, when they were filled with the Holy Ghost. Oh, those guys are drunk. These are unlearned fishermen. These are the castaways. These are a bunch of idiots. They're unlearned. Ha, ha, ha. But God, these are the ones that I have called, follow me. It wasn't going to be all those that were out there and saying, well, those are a bunch of idiots. Those are a bunch of just cast-offs. Those don't look like what we think his followers should look like. Huh? And besides the disciples, as he said to him, you're going to rule on 12 thrones over my 12 tribes that will reign over this earth. You think about all what's going on to Israel right now and all the different things that are being said. Just read the word of God. They're going to rule the world. Oh, yes, they are. They are going to reign over the earth. And they're going to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Praise God. I'm thankful to God. I know the end of the story. I don't have to wonder about all the stuff in between. I know, because the word of God tells me, and you know. It's not my conceit. It's not that I'm arrogant. Why wouldn't I believe the word of God when he says, and you know? That's God speaking to me. Okay, I guess I do. Amen. Praise the Lord. And then you say, thank you, Jesus, I do. That's what this is about. So he gave you this ear to hear, just like he did with the disciples. How about Mary Magdalene? Huh? Oh, she's crazy. Oh, that woman was possessed. Oh, look at, you know, and possibly, oh, she's a harlot. Oh, don't touch her. But Jesus chose her to the tomb first. The very first one that he would see. The very first one that he would see. It's going to be her. And let me tell you something. That wasn't done on the fly. That was before the foundation of the world. It wasn't going to be anybody but Mary Magdalene. She's going to hear me say, Mary. See, she had that ear. You're that same Mary. You have that ear. Rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. You know, hey, he's talking to me. He's talking to me. Other people can't hear it, but he's talking to me. And here we go. Let's get personal as we close this out. Because I know we got a bunch of Gideons in here. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm too lowly. I'm too unworthy. Oh, really, I'm the bottom of the barrel, not just to my family, but to me. Huh? But God chose him. He couldn't even unchoose himself. He tried. He doubted God twice. Lord, I need you to make this mat wet. Well, he did it. Do it one more time. Now, that wasn't like the faith that Jesus said about that guy. Faith, I haven't seen such faith in all of Jerusalem. I mean, he could have found better faith anywhere. But it was Gideon. Honeys, I know sometimes you don't think you got a lot of faith. And I stand here as a man before you. Sometimes. But I hear him tell me. But I chose you. And you know what? I'm good with that. I'm real good.
because I hear him. I believe we hear him today. Do you, saints? Just hear him. It's a happy new year. We're going to take communion. Come on. If you're visiting today, we're thankful to God. He says, do this in remembrance of me. And oh, how we remember our precious Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Freely given his body. Oh, I give my life and I take it up again. Isn't he glorious? Oh, worthy is the Lamb, the Lamb, the Lamb, the Lamb, the Lamb. So if you're a child of God here today, if you've accepted Christ Jesus as Savior, the Lord says, come, do this in remembrance of me. That's his communion. And you'll see how the little line goes, be easy to follow. If you do not know Jesus is your Savior this morning, if you're listening in or if you're here today, right now is the time. And I thank God, whosoever calleth upon the name of the Lord Jesus shall be saved. See how much he wants you? See how simple and beautiful salvation is? Just like that thief on the cross. Remember me. Remember me. Everything stopped at that moment. Remember, I told you, he's like this. Everything stopped. Oh, this day thou shalt be with me in paradise. What you think? He's that exact, brothers. I'm glad he chose us. Soon we'll take this with him. Amen.